All right, a minimalist approach for DHS. It sounds like an office decor scheme. What's he talking about?
I was thinking more like a 18th century painter, minimalist, right? But actually, right now, what DHS's tech environment looks like, and actually many agencies' tech environment looks like, is that client-server model. There's a computer server, multiple servers for every application, and obviously this causes all kinds of problems we've seen over the last decade plus. Cybersecurity problems, data integration, data sharing, and overall you got to maintain all this server, all this hardware, all this software. And Spyrus calls all this the clutter. And that's why, instead of going having this clutter approach, he says the cloud provides a way to make those services, and we're talking about services that we all use, computing power, storage, applications, just like electricity, where you flip a switch and it's on. Spyrus says the goal is to buy these services as a utility.
I think cloud will continue to start to take on business processes in the near term. Probably 4 or 5 years you can start to really see that take off. But for now, it's buying that utility through the middleware layer, because I want all of my people focused on that customer, you know, working with that customer, better understanding their objectives, their capability needs, and how is it we're going to build IT systems, right, on top of that stack in order to meet those needs. That's the value of an IT organization, particularly in the kind of department that I'm in. And we don't do nearly enough of that. And that's the big change. I think we're clearing a lot of this clutter away. It's starting to clear away. And that's why I think it's going to change so rapidly.
Now, Spyrus was among several federal IT executives who spoke yesterday at the first of a 3 cloud computing workshop in Maryland. Federal CIO Stephen Van Roekel actually gave his first speech before a Washington, D.C. area audience yesterday as well. He, of course, reaffirmed his support and the administration's support for cloud computing. No surprise there. Van Roekel also defined the 4 key areas of cloud to get to that end state Spyrus was talking about. And they are agencies, procurement, international considerations, and cybersecurity. Van Roekel describes the agency focus.
What we want to do with agencies is really ensure that they have all the right tools and resources necessary to migrate to the cloud. The CIO Council, which I'm very much a part of, has been hard at work on a white paper and some best practices work to examine how government agencies have brought cloud computing solutions into agencies and detail a series of best practices and lessons learned as we pull forward. This includes things like things that don't come naturally when you sort of make an infrastructure decision like cloud or an app decision like cloud. Things like FOIA, e-discovery, privacy, and other things are considerations that we want to bring into the conversation early so they aren't afterthought considerations.
Now, the 3 other focus areas, procurement, for instance, Van Roekel highlighted the cloud security process called FedRAMP. He repeated once again what we actually reported last week about making FedRAMP mandatory for agencies to buy cloud services in time. Now, around international considerations, he talked a lot about where the data resides, the local laws it comes under. He also said we don't want the Trade Agreements Act or trade issues to make it more complicated to do cloud computing because the data could be stored or hosted all over the world. And around cyber, well, again, he brought up the point that we reported recently as well, that security can't stand in the way of innovation. Both need to happen together, kind of in lockstep.
So how are DHS and others moving to that cloud utility model?
Well, DHS has been one of the more aggressive agencies when it comes to the cloud. We heard from Spyrus again last week at the Executive Leadership Conference about a new workplace as a service initiative, which really takes that desktop and makes it virtual so data and apps can be accessed anywhere at any time. Keith Trippi, who works for Spyrus at the DHS as the DHS Executive Director of Enterprise System Development, actually put a finer point on what DHS is doing. He says they're using both a private cloud and a public cloud. The private cloud stores their sensitive data, and the public cloud stores their unsensitive data. In all, Trippi says there's about 12 areas where DHS is moving to the cloud.
We're going to focus on enabling a mobile workforce. Most of the department is out there and is mobile. They're not necessarily within the beltway. So we've got to provide better services to them. We want to enhance information sharing within the department and with our key stakeholders. We want to reduce the time to market. It shouldn't be acceptable. It's 12 to 18 months to provide new capabilities for our customers. We want to shrink that cycle down. We want to try to get to 6 months for new releases, and then every iteration after that, you know, no more than 3 months. The only way to do that is to establish some of these capabilities. And then the last two there, hey, we owe it to the taxpayers. They're paying our bills. We owe good government to citizen services, and we feel like with this new business model, we can enhance those capabilities.
Now, he also says the cloud will help DHS get a better handle of how it spends its money on new and existing programs. Obviously, in these tight budget times every agency is facing, there's a lot of pressure to really reduce that current and future IT spending and figure out how to cut back and figure out how to make better use of what you do spend. DH is moving to the cloud in several areas. We mentioned the workplace as a service, but they also now have an infrastructure as a service offering where they can get a server up and running in 2 weeks instead of 6 or 9 months. Now, the goal, obviously, is to get that down to one day, if not hours, but it's a big step in the direction. DHS also is using what they're calling authentication service in the cloud across 60 applications to make information sharing easier and more secure, not just within DHS, but across government. Now, NASA is the other agency that's taken also a big leap into the cloud. And we've talked about the Nebula platform from NASA that they made a lot of news about a year and a half ago. But Adrian Gardner says there's more to it than that. Gardner is the NASA Goddard Space Center CIO. I caught up with him after the panel discussion about where NASA is heading with the cloud.
We have established a NASA cloud service. The second thing that we're going to do in the near term is really now talking about that whole range of compute and actually the attribute identification and refining that. The next big wave will then kind of virtualizing that and then making that accessible to our users so that we can create complete line of sight from the time that the user has a request for compute through the type of compute that they would procure, including cloud, and then actually onto their desktop. So that's the goal. The other thing we're doing is virtualizing our desktop infrastructure, hopefully, because we're looking at mobility as it comes into play. We know that laptops are going to decrease in the marketplace and decrease in our environment. And so we're really looking at now how we can actually virtualize the desktop in such a way that you can gain access to your desktop and your resources from any device, any place, anywhere.
Now, he says NASA has infrastructure and storage in the cloud right now. Data as a service, platform as a service, that's coming in the near future. Gardner says the end goal really for NASA is to create that marketplace or app store to improve that access to software to help solve some common challenges across the agency. Now, DHS also looking at that similar concept of an app store. In fact, you're hearing a lot of agencies going down that path, and even GSA talking about developing an app store for all of government. So we're going to see a lot of these pop up kind of like that websites where everyone had their own website, and now we're looking to consolidate websites. Probably 3 to 5 years, we'll start consolidating app stores of some sort.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. Now, there's lots of challenges, and they were all outlined in the recent NIST documentation. What are NIST, DHS, NASA, helping other agencies who are really hesitant to move into the cloud? How are they helping overcome the fears?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of fears out there, I think, and a lot of this is, again, it goes back to that culture change. We say it every time there's a new technology that comes in to play in the government or anywhere, got to change the culture. As we heard Van Roekel say earlier, the CIO Council is developing best practices and lessons learned for cloud adoption that should help people understand things a little better. NIST earlier this week actually issued their draft of their version 1 of their cloud computing technology roadmap. This will help agencies understand both at a high level and at a technical level what they should consider when moving to the cloud. Trippi says that DHS, on their part, is focusing on its customers, i.e. the people who complete the DHS mission, to help this culture change happen.
We've developed a suite of SLAs, service level agreements. Now, iteration one, right? We're going to continue to mature those. And I think as the feds get together and we start talking about best practices around SLAs, I think that we can continue to mature those and make sure that the customer-centric SLAs are available and are shared and are made available to other, you know, federal agencies to have that discussion.
Now, in the end, as Spires was saying earlier in the day yesterday, the customer, the mission person, doesn't really care how the technology is delivered, just as long as it meets their needs. And all that clutter, as Spires discussed, in some ways has been standing in the way of meeting those needs. And the hope is, and the belief by a lot of people in the government, is that moving to the cloud will declutter IT systems.